Hi, this is Rudy Mankin from USC for Nature Notes. Richard Unger sent me a photograph of something that he thought was a cocoon, wasn't sure, and needed my advice on it. And it was dangling off of a tree, hanging down from a tree. There was a big round opening in the top, which told me whatever was in it had already left. And he was right, it was a moth cocoon. The one that hangs from trees most often and is big and solid when you touch it, when you push it in, it doesn't give very easily, is the Polyphemus moth, and that's a cocoon of a Polyphemus moth, one of the large silk moths that we've got. And the caterpillars feed on a great variety of hardwoods, sweet gums, oaks, maples, hickory, elm, and more. Two broods a year in South Carolina, so the cocoons are pretty common. They're the ones hanging. Luna moth, our other large silk moth, usually the cocoon is on the ground and it's paper thin.